it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, all the horticultural people out there.
Yeah, and speaking of horticulture, the West Central Research Outreach Center is having a horticulture night coming up, isn't it?
Yes, on the 25th, which is a Thursday night from 4 to 7, up in Morris at the Experiment Station. And if you haven't gone to it, even if you have gone to it, go to it. It's really fun, has all kinds of flowers. You know, a lot of the big companies send them samples and new things to try, so you see kind of the new plants out there, and they do have shrubs and hanging baskets, and there's vendors and speakers, and it's a great night if you're interested in plants.
That's right, that's Thursday, July 25th from 4 to 8 at the University of Minnesota Morris. So,
yeah. Awesome night. Everybody show up.
What's that?
Everybody show up, it's fun.
Yeah, that's right. That's on the 25th of July, so. All right, Dwayne, what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral? Getting warm out.
It's warm out, so, you know, I would never think I'd have to say this, but, you know, some of your plants are used to that moisture, you know, hanging baskets, containers, and probably all the water they're going to get is what you're going to give them right now, and it's supposed to be 94, 95 degrees this coming. Keep an eye on them. You might need to do some watering.
That's right. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines once again for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. Give us a call now, and we'll get your question on the air. You can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net as well. So, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is Sun King Aurelia. And I know you've heard this before, Paul, but it's one of my favorite perennial plants. It grows up to 3-4 feet every year. It gets 3-4 feet wide. You cut it down. And it's a shade plant. You can plant it in the shade. And it has a bright chartreuse yellow color. It really stands out in the shade. A good plant, companion plant with like hostas, astelbes, that type of thing. Absolutely beautiful plant. And it flowers kind of a creamy white. Gorgeous plant.
Yeah, I posted a picture on our KLQP Facebook page. You can take a look at that. And well, you usually plant quite a few of them in a row, or how does that work for planting?
Usually not. It's a little bigger plant, but if you have a shade area, and people are always looking for plants in the shade area, it's a little bigger plant, so you could probably put it in the air in between some windows or something to get a little bigger, and then, you know, hostas or astelbes or, you know, ajuga or sedum or something in front of it, and a very gorgeous plant. It's in the shade, it's darker, so a bright colored plant like that really stands out.
Okay. Well, Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern this week?
You know, with all the rain we've had, and things are growing like crazy, so my concern is summer pruning. So it's time to prune some of your plants back, especially your shrubs. You know, your spireas are done flowering now. If you prune those back, it doesn't have to be a lot, but shape them up. The new growth will flower again, and you can get them to flower 3-4 times a year if you're on top of it. I mean, bushes like dogwoods and smoke bush and barberries are growing like crazy, so it might be time to give them a little haircut.
Okay.
So, best time to do that is when you start pruning shears in your hand, so get out and do it.
My wife was pruning a tree branch that was hanging over our sidewalk pretty good yesterday, so.
Chop, chop.
And chop, chop.
They're done.
That's right. Once again, you can give us a question, 598-7301, and we've got some questions coming in from our listeners.
Well, let's try them.
Well, let's start with our loyal listener to the Garden Show, Dale Lean.
He's here.
He's at your shop, huh?
He's at our shop. He had ordered some different types of evergreens, balsam fir, Fraser fir, cannon fir, that he's going to plant out in his grove. And so he's actually loading them up in his pickup right now, so I'm getting out of that work.
Oh, okay.
So we usually don't have a lot of those on hand, and he wants to try something different. So he's got three different fir evergreens, and he's going to plant them in his grove.
Did he show you the picture of his maple tree?
Yeah, he did.
What was wrong with it?
Well, he says he has it's Acer rubrum, okay, which means in Latin red maple. And red maples have a little different leaf. They don't have a very serrated leaf. And red maples don't do too well around here. They like it more north, where it's more acidic soil. And so I would say he's having problems with the acidity of the soil, which is hard to change. And then also what's happening with his tree is part of it is turning yellow with the green veins in it. And that's a lack of a nutrient. So Earth Elements fertilizer on there and probably spray with Momentum would help that tree out a lot.
All right, someone had texted me last week before we got off the air with our show and sent me a couple flowers of some lotus. They're waiting on for their lotus flower to open. It's like watching paint dry, they said. The left picture that they sent me was from June 19th, and the right photo taken was today. The cloudy, rainy weather must have something to do with it. It still has ways to go before fully opened.
You know, a lot of people are having that problem, but you know what? It's going to be 90 degrees and it's warming up. I think you're going to see a lot of those problems solved. A lot of people have been saying that their tomato plants have curling leaves or aren't blooming a lot, but I think fertilizing them and the sun coming out would help a lot.
Okay. Yeah, so that should take care of that in the next few days, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So a lot of late bloomers, huh? A
lot of late bloomers.
All right, next question from one of our listeners. What can I do to get rid of ticks in my yard? Wood ticks. Is that a problem?
You can spray. I mean, there are sprays for ticks. You know, Seven or some of those, it says insecticides, you could spray in your lawn. Or you could put even what's called, they call it grub killer, but it's an insect killer, so you could put that on your grass if you're saying it's in our lawn, and that'll help deter those ticks and get them out of your lawn.
Okay. Yeah, ticks are usually in tall grass, though, aren't they, or are they regular?
Usually that's where you see ticks, so you could spread some out in your taller areas or spray that with a liquid.
All right, another question. Actually, this is one of my favorite trees, Dwayne, the willow tree.
Yep.
I've always visited my grandma in Waseca, Minnesota. She had two huge willow trees in her backyard, and I always loved running underneath of it, and I thought they were always unique and pretty. Yep. And this one listener says, the lower branches of the willow trees, can they be trimmed off?
They definitely should be. If you're mowing or walking and you get hit by them, you know, you'll get that same look. If you know, what I do is I take a hand shears or whatever and reach up into the tree and as high as I can go, or even pull some of those branches down and prune those off. And that way you can walk underneath it and you still have the shape, you know, the look of a willow tree. So, no, like again, best time to do your pruning is when you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand.
Okay.
Get her done.
Get her done. Get her done. All right, we just have an email question sent to us here. Dwayne, how do you get rid of clover that has taken over your grass lawn? How do you get rid of clover?
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. I've sold more clover seed for people adding to their lawn than I have my last 50 years this year. People are planting clover in their lawn.
Why?
Well, they want to help the pollinators, I guess.
Oh, that's the reason. Okay.
Problems when you do that, that's a broadleaf weed. And when you try to get rid of your dandelions or, you know, violets, or if you're going to try to control that, it's hard to do that and get rid of your and save your clover. You have to spot treat them. If you want to get rid of your clover, clover is a hard thing to kill if you're using like 2,4-D or that's 2,4-D. And all that does is burn it a little bit and it comes back. But if you use a product called Weed Free Zone, they'll take clover on the first spraying.
So it's spot treating the clover then?
Well, you can spray your whole lawn on.
Well, yeah.
If you're trying to kill all your weeds in your lawn and save your grass, weed-free zone won't kill grass. Okay, it doesn't kill monocots. If you're trying to kill dicots, which is a broadleaf weed, which is a clover, if you spray on that, you'll kill the weeds in your lawn.
Okay. So what was that? What was that again? To get rid of clover?
Weed-free zone. It's a herbicide that you spray on that. And Heather Nursery and Floral, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo has that. We sell a lot of that.
Okay. All right. We've got a lot of questions today. We've got one more question here. Earth elements in pellet form, it says. Can I add to carrots, potatoes, onions in pellet form? And can I sprinkle on rows and water, or do I dig it in, or how do I do it?
You can sprinkle it over that. If you're doing it around tomatoes, you probably don't want to hoe it in because you don't want to disturb the roots of the tomato. And if you can hoe it in a little bit without hurting the roots of your plants, that would be a good idea. Otherwise, you should definitely water it because that activates it, and that pellet will, like, melt, and it's activated so the plant can use it. So you definitely want to water it in. Even if you hoe it in, water it after that, too.
Okay. Well, I want to thank our listeners for emailing and calling in questions this morning. We've got quite a few of them. Appreciate that. And as we wrap up the show here, Dwayne, I got to give a shout-out to your hardworking crew across the street from us here, looking out our studio picture window, Brandon Alstead in the dentist office doing some landscaping.
He's doing a lot of landscaping. We torque everything out around the Madison Dental Clinic, okay? And right now they're adding dirt back around that to build up so the water doesn't flow back into the dental clinic. And we're going to put edging in there and a lot of new bushes, trees, and we're going to rock it again, redo the pavers there, and Brandon's adding a new bench too, so putting in some new ramps, so
yeah.
The dental clinic's going to look a lot different, so keep an eye on it.
That's right, and if you're in the dentist chair today, you get a good view of the crew working.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys over there today.
That's right. Plus, they are here at the radio station trimming our little garden area that we have. So.
Yep, so it's definitely pruning season, definitely landscaping season, busy doing that. If you need ideas, I can help you with that. I've been doing a lot of landscape design work lately. Seems like, you know, we get busy in the spring with the bedding plants, and now it's definitely landscaping season. We have a great selection of trees and shrubs and perennials. So if you're looking for that, any of those, give us a call at Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right, and that's in three locations, right?
Yep. I'm usually in Dawson. Randy, taking care of the plants and stuff in Montevideo. And we got a good crew, Nancy and Dee Dee and Dale. In Madison, they can help you, and we have lots of trees and shrubs, and we have a sale on bedding plants, so come and check that out, too.
All right, Dwayne, thank you, and we'll talk to you next Thursday on The Garden Show.
You bet. Everybody have fun at Dragon Fest there in Madison.
That's right. Big weekend coming up.
You bet.
All right, Dwayne Hasted with another Garden Show from Heather Nursery and Floral.
To Q92, KLQP, Madison, Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.